As the old saying goes, you can't get water from a stone. But faced with alarming budget deficits, some state and local governments are trying to squeeze every penny they can from some surprising sources. Here's a few examples. In Missouri, there's a move afoot to eliminate the state's presidential primary. Republican State Representative Bill Deacon supports the proposal.
The last one only drew 19% of the people and cost close to $3.5 million.
The State Senate Appropriations Committee has already stripped the budget of the $3.7 million that would be needed to run the primary, and some Democrats are crying foul, saying the move is really aimed at hurting the chances of Democratic hopeful Dick Gephardt. They argue the Republicans want to prevent Gephardt from getting too much airtime during primary season, thus denying him the opportunity to generate some excitement for his campaign. Bill Deacon says nobody cares about primaries anyway.
If you could get me 50 to 60% turnout, I would think this is something that people want. But when you're talking 19%, it's just not something to me that is necessary.
In Kansas, state budget watchers were heartened to learn that they've gotten some added revenue from an unusual program, taxes on illegal drugs. Seems Kansas has been requiring drug dealers to buy tax stamps for their drugs for a number of years now. Bob Longino, director of the Kansas Alcohol, Beverage, and Control Division, says illegal substances have their very own tax rates.
$3.50 per gram of processed marijuana, 40 cents per gram on wet domestic marijuana plants, 90 cents per gram on dry domestic marijuana plants, then there's $200 per gram of a controlled substance that's sold by weight, and then a $2,000 per 50 dosage unit of controlled substances not sold by weight.
How many drug dealers actually buy them?
How many drug dealers buy them? The number has been very, very low. There have been very few cases where that we are aware of the fact that local law enforcement has conducted an arrest in association with drugs and have found the stamps on the drugs.
Turns out most of the people who buy the stamps are stamp collectors. But if a dealer gets busted and doesn't have the stamps on the drugs, the state can also charge them with tax evasion. This year in Kansas, income from taxes on marijuana was up 3.6%. Collections on cocaine and other hard drugs were up more than 20%. And finally, in Orange County, New York, they're eliminating the coffee break.
They're not just coffee breaks, ma'am. There's a many different types of breaks.
Okay, I stand corrected. Orange County Executive Edward Diana is a little sensitive about being dubbed the man who canceled the coffee break. Diana says what he wants to eliminate is the two 15-minute formal breaks that some county departments have been giving to employees. Informal breaks, says Diana, are a different matter.
It could be a coffee break, it could be a soda break, it could be a water break, it could be a restroom break. There's a lot of breaks. It could be just getting up and stretching your legs for a minute. That's a break to me, and that to me is an informal break. So if you want to say informal and formal, there'll be no formal breaks in Orange County any longer, but there certainly will continue to be informal breaks.
Eliminating the formal break, says Diana, will go a long way toward helping out the projected $7.5 million shortfall in next year's budget.
There's 2,700 employees. If they were all to take a half-hour break, 15 in the morning and 15 in the afternoon, that's a half an hour per day per employee. Divided 2,700 by 2 gives you 1,350 hours a day. Divide that times $20 an hour. Work those numbers out. That's the average salary in Orange County, and some higher, some lower, obviously. And if you were to divide that over the course of the year, it comes to $6 million.
Now, if you multiply that by all the counties in the 50 states and divide that by... never mind. I'll leave it to the budget planners across the country to figure out what they're going to do to save money and raise revenue.